your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Hello, David.
Hi, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good afternoon to you, David, and I'm just to the left of Johnny, and I'm Big Hungry. How's it going?
Hi, Big Hungry. Good to hear from you.
Now, right off the bat...
This is the best, this is possibly the best topic that we've had.
You've said a trigger word to me, and that is aliens.
some people did a bit of a study to find out what people's reaction would be if we actually found aliens.
Did they show them puppets or posters of aliens?
There's two parts. Well, one was going through articles about alien discoveries and what people have written about that. And the other one was to go to a crowdsourcing website from Amazon called Mechanical Turk and pay them a small fee to respond to questions. What it turns out is, because there's different things when you think of aliens. The normal thing is, E.T., that sort of thing.
I think of an octopus when I think of aliens.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There's so many crazy things in the ocean that look way more zany.
It's going to be like bacteria, sludge, that sort of thing.
What I love is how humans have made aliens just like basically a human with big eyes. It's such a crap imagination.
crummy. Yeah, I guess it has to sell at the box office.
Transformers, also quite a good option.
So anyway, what they found was people would be okay with finding the bacterial area as far as aliens go. Basically, people would like to know that we're not alone. There's a big responsibility being the only known form of life in the universe.
Do you think it comes from loneliness? That's a bit scary for everyone.
A little bit.
I don't think we're going to be able to bro down with this alien, though. It's not going to be like, old mate,
don't feel safe.
People don't worry too much about if it's alien predator, that sort of thing, because again, that is movies.
Do you usually say alien versus predator?
And I guess people are just optimistic that if it's intelligent, they're going to be friendly.
Hey, yeah, David, just quickly on that note, do you prefer
the alien or the predator?
The first predator movie or Aliens 2?
I don't think I've actually watched either of them.
That's a perfect answer.
You need to see Predator.
He's looking at the stars, mate. He's not trying to look at the other stars.
Well, I mean, talking of aliens, President Trump.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. The lizard king?
Well, he's actually signed a document today for NASA. What NASA was going to do was go to an asteroid and practice deep space astronaut stuff with an asteroid before going to Mars. And what Trump has done is say, well, forget all that. What we're going to do is we're going to go back to the moon.
Yes.
Vintage.
And then from there go to Mars.
Wow, that's going to quench a lot of thirsts, I think, out there.
Yeah, it will. There's quite a big body of opinion that this is the way to go. Not everyone agrees, but anyway, that's what he's told NASA to do, and that's what they are going to do.
I'd love to hear Stanley Kubrick's opinion on this.
Yeah, they might have to update the music, perhaps, from Strauss, but anyway.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Interesting.
And talking about rockets, if you're on the internet there, we're just waiting for Rocket Lab to launch their one. We've been waiting for a while. They had to scrub yesterday's launch, and at the moment it's new liftoff time is in about 10 minutes' time.
Okay. Cool, and they're streaming all that, no doubt?
It's live streaming, yeah. We've got a link on the stardome.org.nz website.
Nice.
So you can actually see it live streaming from there. But it hasn't come up yet, so I suspect there might be another little bit of a weather delay here. Okay. Yesterday they had to delay it because otherwise they might have hit the space station going overhead.
Oh, no.
A good old-fashioned space traffic jam. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
How big is the rocket?
How big is it?
Yeah, how tall is it?
Well, I don't know what it is in meters. All I know is that it will get up higher than where the space station orbits at 450K. Mm-hmm. And this launch is to go into orbit. It's got some satellites on board.
What is the sort of the giveaway rule in space? Is it like nautical law? You sort of port side? How does that work?
Give way to your starboard side.
Because they're coming from every direction. What do you do then?
There's not a lot you can do once you're travelling at 8 kilometres a second.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. I hadn't taken that into consideration.
Yeah, but the reason they need to sort of keep on delaying is because this is a test flight. They need the weather to be pretty much perfect because they're monitoring all these different parameters to do with the flight, and they don't want the weather to skew that data.
Okay.
So we'll see if it goes today. If they have to scrub today, then they'll try tomorrow.
They
started putting the liquid oxygen on board, so they're actually part way to...
What's the liquid oxygen? Is that to shoot it in space?
No, that's for people to hang out.
Well, you need fuel and an oxidizer, so...
Mm. Okay.
Otherwise, you don't have ignition.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've makes sense.
I tell you who did actually launch, though, and that was a school over in the North Shore yesterday. They launched Space Teddy.
What?
Space Teddy. It's a teddy bear.
On a balloon? On a balloon?
On a balloon, that's right.
Rad.
Okay.
So last year they managed to get this teddy up to 28 kilometres high.
Hmm.
This time they got a bigger balloon and they're aiming to get to 40 kilometres, which would have been a world record for a bear.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it burst at 21 kilometres.
Oh, no.
Oh, apparently it was found on Waiheke Island, up a tree.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a...
Does he have a parachute when he comes down, or does he just hurtle toward Earth at...
John, a space teddy could be a she.
Sorry.
He's attached to a big piece of balloon, so it took about an hour to come back down.
Oh, it's a crusty-looking teddy. No, I think that's a dude, actually. Space Teddy. Whoa, rad. Go Fave. Shout out Forest Hill Primary right now. What's up?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really great.
Goes to show you don't need to be a big old NASA to cruise up into space and muck around.
So I imagine I'll have another go next year. Mm-hmm. But it's good to see at least something went up.
Good stuff.
Now, there's a large asteroid.
Yeah, in a few days' time, in the weekend, an asteroid that's 5 kilometres wide is going to go past us. It's going to go relatively close as far as astronomy goes, but as far as hitting us, it's nowhere near. It's well past the moon, so it's about 10 million kilometres away. But it's going to be big enough that people with a reasonable-sized telescope should be able to get out and see it. It's called 3200 Phaethon. That's Phaethon.
Just, sorry, quickly, if I'm to go out and get like a pretty good telescope, what am I looking at spending?
What are you looking at spending for a telescope?
Home use.
How much for the very telescope you're talking about? Just good enough to see whatever, the odd comet cruising around?
There's two ways you can go. You can have the type of telescope where it's manual, so you've got to keep on pointing it where you want to look. If you have one that's got a motor drive, so you get it set up, turn a motor on, and it tracks your...
Okay.
That's getting a bit expensive. Let's peel it back a bit.
It sounds like me, actually.
Yeah, and then even more expensive are the ones that have a little computer in them, and you hit a button, and it just does it for you.
Honestly, though, what I'm going to end up doing with this telescope is just mucking around looking at the next-door neighbours, let's be honest. So it just needs to be good enough to see a comet and a little bit of the next-door neighbours. Am I looking at spending about $300?
For something like that, if you're not wanting to be any more ambitious than that, yes, a few hundred dollars.
Okay, cool.
Or you could do it for free by joining the Auckland Astronomical Society and using their telescopes.
Okay. Rad.
Nice.
Good call.
Okay, that's actually a great tip.
Mm.
The thing is with this particular one, now these are the ones we think that they might hit the Earth. They're called Earth-crossing or near-Earth asteroids and so on. And this is a big one. It's an important asteroid for various reasons, but... The thing is, the other day, they found an asteroid which had gone past us and we didn't see it coming.
Oh,
what?
Poor little bugger.
Was it going so
fast?
Well,
yeah. This one's about the size of a blue whale, so it's about 30, 40 meters in size.
Right.
Okay, so much, 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 much smaller. But it came only a third of the distance between us and the moon. So it came between us and the moon. And it wasn't found until after it had gone past
it. Oh, wow, so pretty close.
Wow.
So, I mean, something like that, if it came into the Earth's atmosphere and whacked us, it would cause a lot of damage. The other one, the big, really big one, that's the sort of size one that would almost kill off the dinosaurs. It's right up there, that 5 kilometre one. But this one would wipe out a city pretty well.
Okay.
Tell us about the summer solstice and stars, is it?
Yeah, well, we've got, nice evenings. There's big, clear skies. It was beautiful last night. Absolutely. The summer solstice is just the shortest day of night of the year, I should say.
Okay.
So from that point on, in the middle of December, the nights start getting longer again. So just look forward to that. Coming up in the next few days, there's also a meteor shower in the morning. Looking in the north, you might see some increase in the number of meteors. They're called the Geminids, so if you can find the constellation of Gemini, sort of down to the right of Orion, you might be able to see that happening. And we've got, in the morning, Mars and Jupiter over in the east, which is good because and after sunset, there's no planets, I'm afraid. Quite devoid of them. But we do have Matariki, the Pleiades, the whole night. So if people missed out way back in Matariki season, the festival in winter, it's in the sky pretty much the whole night at the moment.
Nice.
Are there any pagan rituals that you suggest we perform on the solstice?
Not that I perform, no.
For us to perform, okay?
What is the most powerful? Hey, actually, speaking of rituals, Christmas, what's going on? What has the Stardome got to offer? Or what are your opening hours? And just give us the rundown, mate. What's going down?
Okay, well, we've got a really good shop there. So if people are looking for gift ideas, there's a huge range of things that people can get for Christmas at the shop. There's the yearbook, which comes out annually, which is why it's called a yearbook. That's $20, and it's got interesting articles, wonderful photographs, and the charts for the whole of the coming year of what you can see in the sky as well. The opening hours, we're open right up till Christmas, but then we're closed from Christmas, reopening on the 4th of January. So we're shut down completely during that pre and post New Year period. So reopen again on the 4th of January.
Okay.
And then the second 2 weeks in January, we've got the school holiday program. It's called Stellar Summer Days. It's all about stars and sunlight. We'll launch rockets as usual. The show is called We Are Stars. That'll be three shows, 10 a.m., 1 and 2 p.m., in the second 2 weeks of January.
Nice one.
Sounds like a buzz.
Well, we'll speak to you in the new year.
Have a fantastic summer break, won't you?
Well, thank you very much. I might even catch you at a little party that's on Friday.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
Right on.
We'll be there.
You'll be there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. It'd be good to catch up with you if I can manage to get... Are you going to be there the whole time from 5 o'clock?
Yeah, we're broadcasting from 4, so slip on down, mate, and it's obviously a private party for a good BFM fam like yourself, so...
you're broadcasting from the
pub?
We
are, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, slip on down, we look forward to it.
It's been
such a pleasure. We've been enjoying the segment, so I can't wait for the new year.
Okay, you too.
Thanks,
Merry
mate.
Christmas. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay, bye.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.